Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners all over the world? We are being heard in countries such as Argentina, Portugal, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, my God, Denmark, Finland, France, Japan, Italy, Spain, New Mexico, the Virgin Islands, Turkey, Iran, United Kingdom, the United States, Vietnam, oh my God, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory for what he's doing. And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the man whom God has chosen such a time as this to lead the world into a billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now at this time, without any further ado, we take great joy in presenting to you the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Come on.
And good evening to all of you on the blog line. Oh, thank God for you. This is Bernard Johnson, and we welcome you to this blog line nightly, where we are poised to give God 1,000 praises individually and collectively over 2 billion when all the countries coming together. You know, that's what God wants to see his people do, come together. He's bringing his people together in this last day. Yeah, we're putting together a massive, huge army for the Lord, for the Lord. And thank God that you're a part of it. Amen. I want to just, our platform on this line is to thank God 1,000 times daily. Some people are thanking him 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. But it's the new awakening, shifting from the give me approach to the thank you approach. And please allow me to say this. Thank you in the Greek is eucharisteo, which means to be grateful. Not just saying thank you as repetitious rhetoric, no. But it means to be grateful, being grateful from your heart when you say thank you. And when you do these thank yous tonight, just don't say thank you, without putting the Lord's name in there. People want to know who you're thanking. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And then I'm going to give you reasons why we ought to thank him. Because he woke us up this morning and started us on. That's the origination of this started like that when I was on the plane. And God said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? And God began to show me and teach me how to thank him 1,000 times. I just didn't say thank you, without putting meat in there. I started thanking him for different things. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue. Thank you. See, I gave reasons why I was thanking him that day when I thanked him 1,000 times. I thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you. I kept on giving reasons that day while I thanked him. And the Holy Ghost came in. Now, let me just say this. That word, eucharisteo, means to be grateful from the heart, and not to say rhetoric, but it means being grateful from your heart when you say thank you. It means being appreciative. And let me say this to you all. Being appreciative means feeling indebted. Somebody does something wonderful for you, and you just take it for granted. You know, you're so spoiled. Nothing means nothing to you. Someone does something, and you don't You don't want to do something wonderful for them. Yeah. That's not appreciation. That's not indebtedness. For example, Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for us. And now we want to appreciate him so much that we want to be indebted to Jesus. I tell him, all I owe my life to you. So much, we're so indebted so much that we want to do something wonderful for Jesus, and we want to praise him. We want to win someone to Christ. That's indebtedness. He did something wonderful for us, and now we're trying to do something for him. We want to thank him 1,000 times a day. Why? Because he did something wonderful for us, because he gave us life, his life, on Calvary. And I tell him this, I tell the Lord this, Lord, we could thank you day and night, but it would never be enough to pay you for what you did for me. I tell him that. And see, that statement shows that I'm indebted. And thank you is a way to express gratitude. That's why the seraphims, the angels, are up in heaven flying all around the throne, praising God and expressing gratitude to our God and to Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father, for what he's done for us. That's why the four beasts are around the throne, the Bible says in Revelation. And they're crying, holy, 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 day and night. Why? Because they're indebted to him. And this expresses gratitude to God for being holy. Although they continuously say, holy, 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 it is not considered just vain rhetoric or repetition. Because they have a purpose, and that is continuously bring praise to God for being holy. Now let me come home to us here on this blog line. I hope you listen to me. On our blog line, our thank yous continuously express that we feel indebted to God and that we want to show our gratitude to God for all that he has done. Our thank yous also continuously remind God that we're thankful for everything that he has done and is doing right now. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that your thank yous that you give to God are meaningless. That's the enemy. He tries to do that, and there are only two voices that can speak to anybody. Who you think it is trying to speak to you, telling you that, oh, that don't mean nothing. Who you think is saying that? There's only two voices that can speak to anybody. See, the enemy is jealous of God. He's a jealous fiend. He's jealous. He's not getting the praise himself, so he doesn't want God to have it. You see, in heaven, that's what he was trying to do up in heaven. That's why he tried to convince, and he did convince one-third of the heavenly host to praise him, because he was jealous of God. He wanted the praise. He wanted the glory. He wanted the adoration. He's always tried to stop the praise. Look in history. He has always tried to stop the praise. It makes him feel so inadequate when people start praising God. Like, he ain't got nobody saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, devil. No, 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 he doesn't have that. So he's jealous of God, trying to stop the praise. And so he will try to speak to you who's giving God 1,000 thank yous around the world and tell you, oh, that don't mean nothing. It's got to be somebody. There are only two voices. That's a voice speaking to you. And it's not the voice of the Lord. He wouldn't be fighting himself like that. It's the voice of the enemy. So I want to just encourage you to keep praising God. Something. That's another sign when he comes to you and tells you, oh, that don't mean nothing. He knows that you're next in line for a blessing. And the blessing is getting ready to happen. He's trying to stop your blessing. That's what he's trying to do. I don't mean nothing. You just stop that kind of craziness. Why do you think he's trying to do that? he knows you're getting ready to get blessed. That's why. And if he can stop it, you won't get your blessing. Because we reap in due season. If we faint not, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we're going to reap miracles if we faint not. Amen. I'm not going to let the devil make me faint. in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, make your request known to God what you need from the Lord. If it's a financial blessing, ask Him. If it's health, ask Him. If it's strength, ask Him. If you're sick, if you got something, ask Him to heal you. Amen. I'm praying for my mother. Amen. Asking Him, God, to heal her lungs and heal that fluid in her body. All right, make your request known as I'm praying right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this blog, radio, talk. And I ask that you move in a mighty way in their lives. Oh, thank you for telling me to tell them that the enemy is trying to turn them around, some of them. And there's a reason, because he sees that the blessing is on its way, and he doesn't want them to have it. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
But let the blessing be released and then come to their household. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I bless every person on the block of mine. Don't let them leave the same way they've come. But bless. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And we thank you for it. And this is the time I ask those who have your lines open, let's go to God and just thank Him 1,000 times collectively. We'll thank Him over 2 billion. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, 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 thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
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 Blessing is this, that God will fill your barn. God will fill your pocketbook, your wallet, your purse, and bless you in a financial way. Thank you, Lord. Bless every person. And the final of my voice who will remain for the final blessing. And God help them in every aspect and be blessed financially. And thank you for it. I'm asking this properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the glory of God, let it be so, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. And have a wonderful night. God bless you. You have a wonderful night. God bless you.